Hello, respected viewers. It's George from Ireland. So thank you for coming back to the channel. Anyway, the news was just announced by Bob Blackman, Command the British Empire MP, the results in this third ballot of Conservative MPs for leader of the Conservative Unionist Party. But these are the rules set out by the 1922 committee, which represents all Tory MPs except the leader when the party's in opposition, as it is now. So Bob Blackman, he's chairman of the 1922 committee. Anyway, so the slight upset is that Robert Jenrick has lost the lead. Now he's still in the race, he's coming second, but James Cleverly is way out in front. Previously it was Jenrick number one, and it was Cleverly, I think, was just one vote ahead of Kerry Badenoch in the previous ballot, and Tom Tugendhat was taking up the rear once they eliminated Mel Strive, that fairly old, rather dull MP for rural Hampshire. He appeals to moderates. I mean, I know someone who's been a Liberal Democrat voter who's voted for him. As a very true blue county, so he's got kind of appeal to floating voters. But anyway, so who were his votes going to go to? Mel Strides. So the more moderate candidates, Tom Tugendhat or possibly James Cleverly, Kemi Badenoch and Robert Jenrick are perceived as being on the right of the party. I mean, Jenrick has come out as a Trumpist. So yeah, his wife is American, which may sway his policies. He likes to say that his wife is Jewish, which might account for his anti-Palestinian bigotry and him being a cheerleader for atrocities against Palestinian civilians. It's sick-making to hear that these Conservative MPs vying to outdo each other in an apologia for crimes against humanity. 17,000 Palestinian children murdered, according to the United Nations. 17,000. Wow. Wow. What if it was 17,000 Americans? Or what if Iran had killed 17,000 kids in just a year? But anyway, so even Israel only thought there were 3,000 Hamas terrorists, as they call them. Anyway, so let's go back to this. So the actual breakdown results is James Cleverly with 39 votes, Robert Jenrick 31 votes, so 8 votes is a significant lead. Kemi Badenoch with 30, and Tom Tugendhat, he's got 20, so he is eliminated from the race. I'll give you what my forecast was. See, I said that Robert Jenrick would get 40 votes. He didn't. He got 31. So I'm fairly far out there. I said that James Cleverly would get 35. In fact, he got 39. So it was fairly close. I said Kemi Badenoch would get 34. In fact, she's got 30. And I said that Tom Tugendhat would get 14. And in fact, he's got 20. So you know, my results are fairly accurate. I mean, I was correct insofar as Tugendhat would come last. I was also correct, and I said that Kemi Badenoch would come third. But I got Jenrick and Cleverly the wrong way around. So the conventional wisdom is that it will be, and I was saying this at the conference, that we Robert Jenrick versus James Cleverly in the final, and that seems to be holding up. But of course, that could change because there are 20 votes to go because Tom Tugendhat's supporters, now that he's out of the race, where are those 20 votes going to go to? Unless, of course, Mrs. Badenoch or James Cleverly or Robert Jenrick, pretty unlikely the top two would choose to drop out, unless Mrs. Badenoch chooses to bow out of the race. I was thinking how there was this figure in medieval North British history, the Wolf of Badenoch. I don't know why nobody has named her the She-Wolf of Badenoch. And she came out saying that you know, maternity pay was over generous. She was working class. She was born in the United Kingdom, moved back to Nigeria. Upper middle class parents came back to the United Kingdom and then worked in McDonald's for a while. That made her a proletarian, according to her. So those Tom Tugendhat votes, I mean, I'm guessing they'll go to James Cleverly, mostly, if not entirely, which will mean he's, I think, a dead cert for the top ballot, probably against Robert Jenrick. It's difficult to see Kemi Badenoch coming in the top two. So of the final three, yeah, only one is a white male. Right, so it's certain that one of the people in the race will not be a white male, either a mixed race man or a black woman. So I mean, looking back to say even 2010, when every single candidate was a white male going for it. Okay, so what's going to happen to this race? As I say, just in a few days, we'll have the second ballot, and Very likely, Mrs. Badenoch will be sent packing. So it'll be those two, and there'll be an online ballot in early November. I think it's actually, is it just before the US presidential election, or is it the day after? And the Conservative Party members will be allowed to vote. Now, there were about 150,000 last time this was held in August 2022. But people have died, very few have joined, under 2% of the party below the 24, under 2%. The average age of Conservative Party members is not as high as you might think. It's like 60, which is not that much higher than Labour or the Liberal Democrats. It is older, but not hugely. But not those are very active. I mean, the party membership is thought to be down to something like 100,000. Some people have left the party in disgust, just don't care, realize it's a very, very long way back. The party's not going to be in office for 2 decades, perhaps. Some of them have decamped to reform United Kingdom. Now, Robert Jenrick, I mean, he said that he would withdraw the United Kingdom from the European Convention of Human Rights. I saw Tom Tugendhat speak, and he trimmed on that one, who say he'd be reluctant to do so, but if absolutely unavoidable, if there were no alternative, then yes, he would be willing to. Now Robert Jenrick is seeing like a hardline leave man. Tom Tugendhat was a remainer, but he accepts that the people have spoken, and therefore it behoved Parliament to implement the popular will, which indeed was done. So, but more of an international, I mean, Kemi Badenoch, though she's very smiley, quite a hardline right winger. I mean, I suppose there's no contradiction between the two. James Cleverly, James not so cleverly, perfectly turned out as you'd expect from a former reserve army officer, what I say, territorial army officer. So, I mean, I think it's a poison chalice. Whoever becomes leader now will never ever be prime minister. So I think General could be bad news. He's charmless. He's not a very effective communicator. Comes across as conceited. They often do in politics. The others don't. I mean, Kemi Badenoch has got a warmth about her. She's got a pleasant aura, politics aside. So I think she's excellent. And I broadly agree with her views. I mean, I'm revolted with her cruelty to Palestinians, but they're all bad on this one. Jenrick is perhaps the worst, the most viciously Zionist. Let Israel exist, fine, I agree with that, but let Palestine exist too. And Jenrick saying that soldiers were killing Taliban militants, should I say terrorists, probably should actually, rather than taking them prisoner because they know the courts would set them free, and is very dubious that that claim is true and so on. So I think he's bad news, and I think it would play down and play really badly with the public. Yeah, James Cleverly, I just think would be outmaneuvered, easily outwitted by Keir Starmer. I suppose he's got at least got a bit of presence. He's not quite charismatic, but he's affable. And yeah, Tom Tugendhat, yeah, he's got that likability factor, I suppose, and he's got a glib answer ready for anything. I mean, he's wily and intelligent, but yeah, he's a more sanguine personality than the long-faced, how to put it, saturnine Robert Jenrick, who I think is deeply off-putting, despite his sorry, not despite, in addition to his deeply unpalatable policies. What do you think? So yeah, I'm guessing in the final ballot, of those Tugendhat votes, those 20 votes, I'm guessing like about 15 of them will go to James Cleverly. By the way, one Tory MP didn't vote in this last round. Thank you for watching the channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate or PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.